Massachusetts is headed toward reopening. That was the message from Governor Charlie Baker yesterday as he announced that the state's outdoor mask mandate is being lifted for some activities starting Friday, and he outlined the next steps of reopening. But some local leaders, including Boston's, say their timeline is behind the governor's. And while most businesses are cheering, some health experts are urging caution. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
As of this Friday, the Commonwealth's outdoor mask mandate will be lifted in situations where people are able to socially distance. Then on May 10th, amusement parks and water parks will be allowed to open at reduced capacity. Also returning will be outdoor road races and athletic activities. More people will be allowed into Fenway Park and TD Garden. Singing will be allowed indoors at some performance venues and restaurants with strict distancing rules. Boston's acting mayor Kim Janey says the city will join in some of those steps, including lifting the outdoor mask mandate.
In other areas, Boston will need additional time. In every aspect of Boston's reopening, we will take the right measures at the right time to protect our people and promote our businesses.
Janey says areas that'll need more time, a three-week delay, include bars and amusement parks and indoor singing. Somerville will follow some of the state's reopening plan, but with modifications. For instance, singers inside must be masked. But Mayor Joe Curtatone says maskless singing and wind instruments will still be prohibited indoors.
COVID's not going away. We might be done with it. It's not done with us, so we need to be smart.
But you also have to look at the benefits of demonstrating to the population what are the advantages of having more people vaccinated.
Dr. Sabrina Asumu is an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center. She says the Commonwealth is following the science in lifting the mask mandate. And after nearly 13 months of sacrifice, people need a victory.
People are tired, right? And there is progress in the numbers. And so it is a good idea to make our recommendations reflect that progress.
But as far as reopening, Asumu says she wants to keep an eye on the data.
In terms of thinking about, you know, will I feel comfortable being in a crowd? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that I'm still going to, you know, even today I'm fully vaccinated, but I will not be doing any indoor dining anytime soon.
But yesterday's announcement by the governor was cheered by many businesses. Chuck Sturdivant heads the Cape Cod Baseball League. They had to cancel their 2020 season. He said the state indicated they'd have to cap attendance this season at 150, but the new guidelines could allow more than 1,000 fans at games.
And I just hope we can all not get too hurt financially and we just move forward so we can prepare for next year.
And as long as the data look promising, the state plans a full reopening come August 1st. Mayor Janey is aiming Boston's reopening for the end of August. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.